And that's why Rudolph's nose is red.
Hello.
Oh, hello. All
Merry
right.
Christmas.
Hi. Merry Christmas. I'm not sure. I think this is, I'm not sure when this is coming out, but this is the week between Christmas and New Year.
The holidays.
The holidays. Happy it's holidays, everybody.
It's a video to wish all of our viewers / listeners, friends, and sponsors a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, how do you usually celebrate Christmas, Jason Zammit?
Well, it's a family affair.
Yes.
We do the whole midnight mass thing.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Yes.
It's the two times a year I go to church.
Yes, tie up.
Like a good Catholic
shirt.
And
then do you stuff the turkey the next morning?
Yeah, usually. But this year we're not doing turkey because turkey's not a big tradition locally, is it?
So what is it then?
I love a Christmas ham.
A
giant ham, glazed. We're going to do beef as well and chicken. Going to have three proteins, baby.
Brussels sprouts here, Jay.
I love Brussels sprouts. Don't boil your Brussels sprouts. That's why people hate Brussels sprouts.
Why? What should you do with them?
You grill them. You grill them with bacon.
This sounds like a Gloria Mitzi podcast. As we
sure,
as we
why
tell
not?
People
I'm sure. I'm sure Mrs. Mitzi has a great grilled Brussels sprouts and bacon recipe.
Mrs. Mitzi is only my second favorite Mrs. after
Mrs. Bonnici.
So happy Christmas, Mrs. Bonnici.
Hello, Mrs. Bonnici.
I hope Santa brought you all the things that that you wished for. I hope that you spent all Christmas underneath the Christmas tree.
How about you?
What do I
Christmas.
Do?
What do you got planned?
Well, if this is coming out after Christmas, I'll tell you what I did. Christmas was great. I have my Christmas Eve tradition is me and my buddies meet up, a couple of my buddies, and we get drunk during the day on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's nice.
This strategy, actually. And then Christmas Eve I have a little drink, I have a little sleep, yeah. I wake up, I have a little cry because I'm very emotional on Christmas. I'm like, I love everybody.
You're an emotional person.
I'm a very emotional person.
I mean, I should be more emotional than I am because I'm Pisces.
No, I'm not actually. And then I usually have a bath to wrap myself up, and I eat one mince pie and I put another mince pie over my circumcised penis. It's a Christmas. It's a Christmas tradition. Maybe.
That's the Christmas tradition the Healy house.
It's the true meaning of Christmas. It's why the three wise men turned up in the stable. And so I do that.
Is the reason why Ira and Jackie have not returned any of my text messages.
And so I do that, literally, in the bath. Wahdek in the bath. Okay. And my wife knows I have a little whack with a Christmas mince pie. It's fine.
What happens to that mince pie? Because this gives
I leave it out for Santa.
Oh.
And then...
You leave him a soggy biscuit?
A soggy mince pie. And then Christmas Day is usually Iklamal Familia. We do have a turkey. I stuff it.
my wife makes the stuffing, but she serves it on the side. It's amazing. I'll give Kat the recipe.
Please do.
I'll give it to Mitzi.
What about New Year? Starting on New Year, isn't
it? You know, we always leave it to chance, New Year.
I'm having a New Year's party.
At home?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not easy.
I'm with the kids, bro.
Oh, gee, bon mia. We're going to be playing beer pong and...
with the kids?
Hey,
where's Indri going to be?
Yeah, Indri will have beer pong. We've been in Babel Halib. So it's
good. Okay.
We'll
all
do
right,
it.
Right. I'll give him the apple juice.
I'll go to the familia colla. Just don't eat the mince pies. But apart from that, guys, I feel like we're slightly drunk at this moment in time. I don't know why.
We're not.
I feel like we're slightly drunk. But happy Christmas, everybody.
It's your fault, Husky.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Husky, for sponsoring us.
If we're slightly drunk, I mean, it's their fault.
Yes. Thank you.
But it is a fantastic beer. Surround yourself this Christmas with Husky. Drink responsibly.
Santa Claus, I hope that you... What did you ask Santa for?
I haven't yet. I'm a bit late, aren't I?
You're a bit late, especially
Santa. Father Christmas. Christmas Father. I would like just a couple of zeros in my bank account.
He's really materialistic.
I am. All right, seriously?
Yeah.
Good health and happiness. That's all I want. you caused me materialistic. I changed my plan.
I YouTube are gonna restrict this like they have for our other episodes. No, I just want the orphans to be happy. The orphans and the OnlyFans creators. If orphans and OnlyFans creators are happy, we have smiling children and massive tits.
For example,
that would be a great.
Why don't OnlyFans accounts get cut off? Why do we get flagged?
That's it, Zuckerberg.
I know why, because people are paying for those.
How long have we been talking for?
Quite a long time.
This little 30 second gizmo has turned into a mini episode. What would you like for Christmas, Matthew? Where are you? Okay, lovely. So she'll be coming back for season two. And
what happened there? I thought this was supposed to be a... May your 2025 be amazing. We'll see you next year.
Exactly. May the best of 2024 be the worst of 2025. And,
Oh, and go and see the Comedy Nights.
Oh, yeah, go see Comedy Nights. And and subscribe to our channel. And we love you, Mrs. Bondici. And thank you to everybody. And, and thank you for doing the podcast with me, Jay.
You too, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah, you're much better than James Ryder. And on that note...
He has penis envy issues, but that's okay.
Vera, I do have penis envy issues.
None of mine.
Not mostly. And on that note, happy Christmas. Merry New Year.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.